Dave Gold Evolve on Facebook. It's a free group. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Anchor, and you want to be a part of the group, just go to Facebook and type in Dave Gold Evolve and just fill out the questions and request to join. The only thing that I encourage you to do is to make an intro post and introduce yourself and let us know what it is that you do, who you help, and what are your goals for the rest of the year. So I wanted to do a little solo episode. I'm up here right now on a mountain in Colombia near Medellin. And yeah, I've been thinking about doing some more podcasting, which was an amazing way for me to express my thoughts about life, about business, about relationships, and also to connect with a lot of really cool people. And I've been doing that in a different form. I've been doing that in my coaching. So actually helping people in a one-on-one and in a group setting. And I've also been doing that by collaborating with other entrepreneurs and having them come on to the Align Leader Mastermind and speak to the group of conscious entrepreneurs who are taking their business to the next level. And so what I like to do in my messaging is not necessarily say, look, if you sign up with me, you're going to hit $10, $20, $50, $100,000. Okay. First off, because I feel like it's unrealistic for many people, but also it's not actually what everyone wants. Like what a lot of people want is different. Some people want to get their first client. Some people want to have consistent results in their business, like consistent 5K months or 10K months or 100K months. Other people just want to work with people that they enjoy working with, and the amount of money that they make doesn't really matter. And I see a lot of people get so attached to the perfect 10, to the 100K, six or seven figures, zero to six figures in 90 days, six to seven figures in 90 days. And it's like that energy kind of repels me. And I think it repels a lot of people, but it also attracts a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people that are doing very successful. But behind the scenes, behind the lens, what I hear is a lot of people who join those programs and don't get the kind of results that they really wanted. And they feel like they were just another number. They feel like someone just put a cookie cutter, just, and they told them exactly what to do and they did it and it either worked or it didn't. There's no in between. There's no let's tweak, let's find what actually feels good and authentic and pure for you. And I mean, that's kind of where my energy is at. So I wanted to talk a little bit about energy. I've worked with a lot of energy coaches who have been clients and friends and mentors of mine. And the energy in becoming a coach and a consultant is, it's not easy to manage your energy. And part of the reason why is because you're dealing with so many different people from so many different walks of life. And you're taking on a lot of responsibility. There should be shared responsibility, but people also create a lot of expectations. And there was a girl on Facebook making a post about this, Sierra. She seems like a really successful online entrepreneur. And she said that, you know, even the more money that you make doesn't mean that you're going to be happier. It doesn't mean that things are going to be easier. It doesn't mean that you're going to enjoy life more. But definitely the problems are different. And at the same time, like when people are constantly badgering you and attacking you and trying to bring you down, because that's what people do. You know, if you see the team that's at the top of the standings in the Premier League, whether that's Manchester City or maybe it's in baseball, the New York Yankees, like the team that's at the top, well, everyone is aiming for them. Everyone wants to replace them in the top of the leaderboard, the top of the standings. Everyone wants to be number one. Well, most people do. Some people enjoy, just making it to the playoffs, just arriving in second place, and that's fine too. But, you know, there are a lot of people that are super competitive, and it goes with the society, which is constantly grading us and judging us on the way we dress, on the way that we read, the way we write, the way we speak. And for good reason, like, we should hold ourselves to a high standard, but at a certain point, it becomes detrimental when we start comparing ourselves to others, judging ourselves, and then attacking others without actually looking within and seeing, you know, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's me. Maybe I need to work on myself. And so, if you're watching this and like something resonates, then it's probably because there's some kind of energetic imbalance or misalignment. And as my friend Glenn or Nikola Tesla said, right, everything is energy, energy, frequency, and vibration. Those are the laws of the universe. And so there are a lot of people who are new to this space, or they don't really know much about spirituality or consciousness, or, you know, maybe they think that it's like a new age, very esoteric, or going to lead them down a path of religion. But I think it can really lead you to, a state of awareness, a state of awakening, a state of being more conscious and more accepting and more loving. So work on your energy. That's all I got to say. If you need to get out of your city, if you need to get out of a relationship, if you need to get out of a job, that might be the energy imbalance that's holding you back from, you know, really showing up and enjoying life and smiling and laughing and loving your path. The second thing that I wanted to talk about was honesty and integrity. I'll let that sit for a second. Because it's so easy to just be like, oh yeah, I'm an honest guy. I'm a man that holds myself to high integrity. I remember when I used the messaging that I work with high integrity men and help them improve their dating life, their personal branding, that people just didn't understand. Like, what does that mean to be of high integrity? And to me, what that means is when you say something, you do it. You don't renege on agreements. You don't back out. And if you do, which that happens sometimes, I understand. I resonate. I empathize. But you know what you do? You open your mouth and you speak and you communicate honestly. And you focus on your tone, because sometimes AJ was talking about this in our mastermind call last week. If he wants to say something that is really intense to someone, you know, maybe he's not going to be like, I hate you. He's going to be like, you know what? I think it's time for us to revisit the way in which we're connecting right now. You know what? People are scared of confrontation. Very scared. And people would rather hide behind the veil or the lens of, I don't need to talk to that person. I can just ghost them. I can just block them. You know, I think though that we were talking about energy before, the energy that you put out is the energy that you get back. So if you're going to start doing that to people, well, it might be because people are doing it to you, and then more people are going to do it to you. And at times when you don't want it to happen, at times when you least expect it. If you're enjoying this episode as well, share it with a friend. And if you're already a part of my Facebook group, click the invite button and invite 5 conscious entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that you want to open up to acting in a more conscious and high integrity way. And we can continue to expand this community. I would really appreciate that. The final thing that I want to talk about is commitment. My first mentor, Davide, we did a podcast episode. So if you go to YouTube, Dave Gold Evolve, and you go to the video section, you go to, all the way down to the episode that I did. I think it was number 11 with Davide Antonini. Really great episode. And one of the best ones that we filmed. He used to talk to me about, if you really want something in life, David, you need to make a firm commitment that you're going to follow through on your word, but your vision as well. A lot of people give up way too easily. They start something and they don't finish it. They have a dream. Maybe they invest in themselves a little bit, or they go after it for a few days or a few weeks or a few months. And then at a certain point, they stop. And they get discouraged. And they go back to doing something that they didn't want to do. And that's not everyone out there, but I see it over and over again. And that's why I'm making this point. Like, if you're tired of being a coach, you want to go back and get a sales job, then I applaud that, because it's coming from your heart. It's coming from you wanting to show yourself love and maybe take a break from the intensity of being an entrepreneur, of being a business owner, of having that responsibility of delivery, of fulfillment. But a lot of you don't want to go back and get a job. A lot of you don't want to, you don't want to fail. You want to be successful. And in the back of your mind, you want to be successful. But what is the distance between where you want to be and that commitment that you're making, okay, and where you are right now? The distance in between there is what I'd like to call it, the journey. This is a period of discovery. Think about it at like an amusement park. You get onto the ride, you strap in, and if you're truly honest with yourself, you know, the chances of you dying or falling off the roller coaster are very small. Right? I'm sure it happened, but very small. But on the roller coaster, you can't get off. Once you're on, you're on. And yet in life, a lot of the times we get off the roller coaster before it even stops. We pull up the safety and we jump off, and we never got to actually enjoy the fruits of our labor. I don't know. Is that you? Are you resonating with this? Does that make sense? Because life, it may be, as my mentor Andrew says, the longest thing you'll ever do, but it also could be gone in the blink of an eye. It could be taken from you. You could step outside tomorrow, get hit by a car, okay, have some crazy person do something stupid, could have a heart attack, you know, get stung by a poisonous snake if you're in Australia, which I know some of you are. Crazy things have happened in this life, and you don't know how long you've really got. And I know the number one regret that most people have when they go to the deathbed is they have a regret that they didn't follow through on their dreams. And someone told me that at one point, and I think it impacted me. It affected me. It hit home, because I felt like for the most part of my life, the first 21 years, I was living someone else's life, not my own. And at a certain point, I said, you know what? I'm going to make a commitment that from now on, it's my life. And I get to choose what I want to do and where I want to go and who I want to learn from. And how I want to interact with the world. Do I want to walk around bitter, blaming, playing the victim, sitting in a state of pity and self-doubt? Or do I want to be the creator of my reality? Do I want to step into someone that cares about others, someone that is living a life that, you know, I'm proud of? It's adventurous. I'm far from perfect, but I do feel like, to a certain extent, I really get a chance to enjoy the short time that I have here and the connections that I get to make. But I think it all started with the commitment. And behind the commitment is an energy of not only awareness and acceptance, but also forgiveness. That what I've done up until this point in my life is not going to define me. And I can forgive myself for being imperfect and for anyone else who has done something that may have triggered me, may have harmed me, may have hurt me. But when I forgive myself, I forgive everyone else. And the world is just reflecting back on you the way in which you're feeling very often. So those are a few words I wanted to share with you today. A few things that I'm really passionate about. If you enjoyed this episode, drop a like, share with a friend. If you want to come and speak on my podcast or on my mastermind, feel free to drop me a message and let me know what it is that you do and what you're passionate about and what you think could impact other conscious entrepreneurs. And we can have a coffee chat over Zoom, talk about it. And if you are an entrepreneur that wants to connect with other incredible leaders from around the world, which is so important if you want to grow and you want to expand and you want to evolve, let me know. The price of the mastermind continues to go up every month. We've got over 20 guys in there right now who are all having breakthroughs on a monthly basis. And we cover 4 pillars of conscious business growth. So sales and communication, marketing and branding, consciousness and alignment, fulfillment and scaling. Each week, we cover one of the 4 pillars. We have guest speakers, Discord community, and other valuable resources available to you. If you're still here listening to me speak, I appreciate you. Drop me a comment, drop me a message. Let me know how the chat was today. And I'll see you in the next episode.